There are some races we probably all knew about heading into Tuesday's election, like the race for governor or Kyrsten Sinema's battle with Martha McSally for Arizona's open Senate seat. But as you got further down your ballot, you were asked to vote on another race, the Central Arizona Water Conservation District Board. There were 14 nonpartisan candidates running for 5 open seats on the 15-member board. And turnout for that race, not surprisingly, doesn't appear like it was all that high. But our next guest says it's an incredibly important body that we all should know more about. Rhett Larson is an associate professor of law at ASU and a senior research fellow at the Kyle Center for Water Policy. And when I sat down with him earlier this morning to talk more about this, he started by outlining exactly why the Central Arizona Project Board is so essential.
So the CAP board is the elected group that manages Arizona's Colorado River allocation. So Arizona gets every year an annual allocation of water from the Colorado River, and the Central Arizona Project is the infrastructure that brings that allocation into Central Arizona. And it is, alongside of groundwater, our most important source of water in Central Arizona. Both take up around 40% of our total water supply, with, you know, things like the Salt River and the Gila River making up another roughly 20%. So it's a critical resource, and the elected officials who manage it have one of the most important jobs that you can have in Arizona, which is, you know, one of the things I tell people all the time about water is if you get water policy wrong in the desert, it doesn't matter what other policies you get right. So water should be at the very top of the priority list for everyone, and this, for that reason, is one of the most important positions you can hold in Arizona, is managing a critical resource.
Right, but despite that, it looks like this was a pretty low turnout race in terms of this was on everyone's ballot. There were many candidates up for 5 open seats, and only about 300,000 or so votes for those who were elected this time around. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I guess it maybe disappoints and frustrates me a little bit. It doesn't surprise me. I've had many friends who hear me constantly talk about the importance of water who nevertheless came to me and said, I have no idea what the CAWCD is or what it does. Why don't you just tell me who to vote for? And I can imagine that if you don't have a friend like me who's a water nerd, then you don't know who to ask and you think, well, I don't know. I'll just go ahead and skip that one. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't know that my disappointment and frustration is necessarily with Arizona voters, because I actually completely understand that impulse. There are candidates on my ballot who I don't know that much about, and I understand the impulse to skip it. And when it's difficult to find information, then that makes it all the more difficult. I know so many conscientious voters who just want a good website that they can go to and find information. Mm-hmm. And I think information was sparse on many of the candidates, and it was hard for people to make that decision.
Okay, so let's talk about the results. There were 5 seats open, 5 members elected. Some were incumbents. Who were the?
So the incumbents were Lisa Atkins, Terry Goddard, and Heather Martin. And all 3 were reelected, and all will do a great job. The other 2, one was Jennifer Martin, and Jennifer Martin has a strong reputation for conservation in Arizona. She's worked with conservation groups, and I think that's an important voice to have on the board. The board focuses a lot on its customers and on providing water for growth and development, and that's an important part of what it does. But it is good to have a voice on the board who represents the interests of environmental protection and in-stream flows and the value of ecosystems. And I think that she will do a great job.
And the other is April Pinger, right?
April Pinger. And I do not know anything about April Pinger.
Right. No one seems to.
Yeah.
So is that a mystery in terms of how someone who, I mean, she didn't really have a website, didn't answer questions from the Republic about this position. Is it surprising that someone like that gets elected?
I have absolutely no explanation for how that happened. There were other candidates like Delaney and Schweikert and others who were very well known in the water community in Arizona and had a background in water resource management, and candidates like Van Puck and Ballinger who were known. And, you know, I've always wondered sometimes how people vote, and I understand not voting, but if they do end up filling out that part of their ballot, I always sort of had the assumption that they would just vote for whoever seeped into their consciousness. And so when I would drive around the city and I would see signs from candidates for the CAP board, I would think, I bet that person probably will get elected, if for no other reason than people are driving around and the sign sort of seeped into their head.
And at least they've seen the name somewhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's not what happened. April Pinger, as far as I know, never had a sign up. I don't think I ever saw a single sign. So I am at an absolute loss to explain how that happened.
All right. So let's talk about the drought contingency plans for the Colorado River. You said the last time you came on the show that this is by far the most important thing that the board will be involved in going forward. How might these new people and the new makeup of the board affect that and affect those negotiations going forward?
Oh, I think it's hard to say. Probably the most important thing that the board, that all of the board members can and should do, is continue to encourage collaborative work with the Department of Water Resources. That's probably been the biggest challenge that we have had, making sure that these two agencies work cooperatively together for managing Arizona's water. So the CAP is focused on one very, very important water resource, which is the Colorado River. Department of Water Resources is focusing on all of the water resources.
Yeah.
CAP is focused on the customers of the Central Arizona Project, so people in Central Arizona. Department of Water Resources is focusing on everybody in Arizona. But because the Colorado River is so important to every aspect of Arizona water, so for example, a fairly large portion of our Colorado River allocation we use to recharge groundwater in Central Arizona. So the Colorado River doesn't just provide water directly to Arizona water users. It provides it indirectly by maintaining our groundwater supplies.
Right.
So we've connected all of our water so deeply with the Colorado River that CAP has a huge voice in water policy. But when there are differences of opinion or when there are ongoing and complex negotiations internally to the state, it makes it even harder for us to talk to our sister states when we're negotiating about how to share in shortage on the Colorado River amongst all of the lower basin jurisdictions that share it. So I am a very proud Arizonan, and I think that we have a history of water management that Arizonans should be very proud of. And honestly, we tend to outshine our neighbor, California, in terms of water management. But sadly, I feel like right now we are the ones that are lagging behind in terms of finding solutions to droughts. And a lot of it is about our own internal politics. So I think one of the most important things that board members can do is be collaborative and conciliatory and find ways to get the water community to work together in Arizona. If that's their highest priority, then a lot of the other issues in the drought contingency plan, I think, will fall in place.
All right. Rhett Larson is an associate professor of law at ASU and a senior research fellow at the Kyle Center for Water Policy. Rhett, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
We also reached out to April Panger about her candidacy and new position, but we have not heard back from her yet.